Hi, and welcome back, friends. This is your first time joining my podcast. My name is Celine. Today I want to share a guided meditation with you that addresses something that might be familiar to some of you suffering from this common problem. If you hear buzzing or whooshing, ringing or clicking, you're not alone. 1 in 10 people suffer from mild and or occasional tinnitus, and as many as 1 in 100 suffer from chronic persistent tinnitus that severely affects their quality of life. If you don't experience these sounds in your head that only you can hear at this time, statistics show there's a real possibility that you may once you get older. There's no cure. It's not harmful in any way or even considered a dangerous medical condition, but it might affect your quality of life. It may be distracting when you try to hear people talking, especially if you have it along with hearing loss. Some people report mild to severe depression when the first symptoms of tinnitus appear. It may be a little challenging or even a real problem when it comes to sleeping, making it hard to fall asleep and stay asleep. Studies have shown when someone focuses on pain, it becomes more intense. So too, the more we focus on the sounds, the louder they seem to appear. Maybe lately, you feel more stressed than usual, and who could blame you? And you're noticing louder, more annoying and or intense sounds than you typically are used to hearing. If this is you, you have my sympathy. But more than just my sympathy, you have my promise that there really is something you can do. You may know someone who has it, and it never seems to bother them. You may wish you were just like them. You may think to yourself, how in the world does this wishing, ringing, and clicking not even bother them? Did you ever notice when a small child gets a minor injury, and I called them owies? They're pretty easy to distract when we show them something interesting. This can work for the sounds we hear too. In the same way we tune out sounds around us to focus on listening to one person in a crowd, or tune out those sounds at work, like at a busy factory, for example, so too can you learn to ignore it. So this guided meditation, while no substitute for medical advice, and not to be considered a cure in any way, can actually help you adjust and learn to live life more fully and joyously. Now, make sure you're wearing loose and comfortable clothes. Dim the lights. You may sit or lie down in a place that you won't be distracted for about 25 minutes. No driving, no operating equipment now. It's your time to relax. And if you're ready to enjoy life again, we'll begin. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. And as you exhale, just release any stressful thoughts or worries or concerns. Worrying won't change anything anyway. Take another deep, full breath. Good. Hold it. And exhale. And as you do, I want you to begin to think about a time. Just allow your mind to go back to that time now. That time when problems didn't exist. You didn't have a worry in the world. And you feel safe and secure. Comfortable. Completely relaxed. I wonder if you're relaxing even more. Just take one more deep, full breath. Hold it. Completely empty your lungs as you exhale. Just imagine every muscle, every nerve, every part of your body relaxing more and more. You may close your eyes if you want to, or you could just focus on something in front of you. Just allow your breathing to become calm and easy and peaceful. Just begin to relax. So easy. Feeling so good now. And as you breathe and relax, I wonder if for a moment you could focus on the sounds that you hear. Notice the sounds. Do they stay the same? Do they change? Breathe and relax. Allow the sounds to relax you even more. All the way down deep now. Drift and dream and float. The sound of my voice and any sounds you might hear relax you more and more. And you've been hearing those sounds lately, or maybe for some time, and maybe they come and go. Maybe you can hear them now. As you focus on the sounds now, give them a color. Give them a name, like buzz or click or whoosh. Just listen and breathe and relax. And now, as you continue to focus on them, I wonder if you could let them grow stronger, a little stronger, a little louder, just for a minute. And as you can hear them more clearly, I want you to give them a new color, a silly new name. And because you're in control, now let the sounds get weaker and weaker and weaker. As you begin to think about your perfect vacation, take a deep breath. And exhale. Imagine and feel and notice that you're limp and loose and completely relaxed. Drift and dream and float. Behind your closed eyelids, create that scene as only you can. think about. Imagine. Pretend you can see all of it in great detail now. A perfect place for you. Are you in a cabin in the woods? Birds singing, leaves rustling in the soft breeze. Are you relaxing on a beach? Relaxing as you listen to the gentle waves lapping at the shore. Or are you skiing a perfect trail? Focusing on that delightful trail now and the sound that your skis make as you easily and gently glide on the snow. Or maybe you're riding a bike. Focusing, paying attention to the road in front and the sounds around you as you safely and easily ride along. I have no idea what's perfect for you, but you can see it now. Just breathe and relax. Problems and troubles are miles away. In this perfect state of relaxation, worries just don't exist right now. And you're confident, and you're positive. You're completely relaxed. And you do good things for yourself. You have competent healthcare partners, and you know you're just fine. You realize the sounds aren't a real problem at all. Instead, you choose to live life with joy and purpose because you refuse to allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. You choose to be in control. You're in control. And it feels good. Everything will be okay. Just breathe and relax. I wonder how interesting it'll be to notice how in the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come, that more and more you notice that less and less is this noise affecting your life in a negative way. Because you've learned you can live life, a life that you love, regardless of harmless sounds or things that are going around you now. You feel safe inside. everything is going to be okay. That part of your mind that helps you in every way will help you with this. You're doing your part by choosing to relax, by choosing to be in control. Good for you. You say to yourself, I'm peaceful, confident, relaxed, and strong. Nothing or no one can steal my joy. I'm in control, and it feels good. In a little while, you can emerge from this peaceful state that you've created and that you enjoy so much. I wonder if you'll notice how great you feel, maybe better than you have in a very long time. Maybe better than ever. And if it's your time to sleep right now, go ahead. You deserve it. You may enjoy your sleep now.